Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominique. Returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I had something on my credit card. They said there was $56 and some cent that I did not approve of.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can take a look into this for you?
24501.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, and your first and last name?
Molly Garrison.
Okay, so I do have an account for you. Do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
115 Camp Avenue.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Give me one second, okay, while I take a look into your account, okay? Okay, so I do see where on November 2nd you went in and placed an order for that kitchen set.
Yes, yeah, for a mixer that was supposed to be $2.95.
Okay, so yes,
They
ma'am.
said it was three different charges on there, something about subscribing to something that I did not approve of.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. It does state in those terms and conditions that customers will receive an email with the link for a survey in exchange and for completing that survey, they're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket. So, you didn't automatically win that KitchenAid. It was an entry to win that KitchenAid. And in terms of conditions, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled into a monthly subscription. So that's why you see that charge of $56.95. But what I can do, I can get this canceled for you.
Yeah, cancel the whole thing
Okay,
because
yes.
I thought it was a spam anyway, but how you read the comments from other people, they was in disbelief until they received the product. But when you pick the package come up red for the gift. It didn't say anything about you had to subscribe to something. So yeah, just cancel the whole order. And to subscribe.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, so I do have you canceled. Would you like that confirmation number?
I would.
Okay, so that is C as in Charlie, 262, 472, 267.
CS and Charlie, 262 472 267.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am, you're fully canceled out. They will not charge you anything else going forward.
You say anything else?
They will not charge you anything else. They will not charge you for
Okay,
anything.
they need to reimburse what they took, what they charged me for.
Okay, one second. Let me see what I can do as far as that reimbursement, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Miss Molly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was advised that I can give the 35% refund of that $56.95.
Again, it was a spam. It did not say, it said Walmart mixers 295 for the price. It did not say that you were subscribing to anything. It did not say that they was going to charge you. The lady had told me that the price came up $2.95. Then she said something was being charged at $7.95. And then as if I subscribed to something, that's how the $56 came up. I didn't authorize that.
Okay, ma'am. Who did
you... So how they going to give me 35% off of something or 33% off of something that I did not subscribe to?
Because this is considered a valid charge due to, before you checking out, it does state the terms and conditions. And in order to even check out, you will have to check those terms and conditions, agree to those terms and conditions.
I don't remember checking anything. I just thought I was making a purchase for the $2.95, but which I should have known better. I should have known better.
Well, yes,
so
ma'am.
They can cancel the order, whatever it was or it wasn't, because apparently, like you said, I didn't win anything, but it showed on there as if I did win something. That's the only way that I would give my credit card number up. So, again, it's a spam. I wouldn't have gave my credit card number up for an entry.
Well, yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration. And we're the third-party call center, and I'm just trying to handle your account. Well, I can give that 35% refund of that charge.
So, again, like I said, when you select the boxes, like I said, they're gift boxes or whatever it is. One, oops, I'll try again. They give you another try. You try it again, and then a gift box come up as if you have won something. So that's a false advertisement, but y'all still want to charge me something, but I didn't win it?
That charge, that $7.95 that you paid was for the shipping if you did win, ma'am.
If I did win, see, there you go again. So if I didn't win anything, what are they charging my charge card for? And why would I give my charge card number up to subscribe to something? I thought I was purchasing something.
Yes, ma'am. They did charge those $56.95 for that membership where you received $125.
I didn't ask for a membership. I didn't ask for it.
Okay, well, ma'am, let me see what I can do with my supervisor because
please
did agree
let
to those.
Them know that it was I know it's a spam. So I would not have authorized them to charge me to subscribe to something if I did not want to purchase the mixer for $2.95. That's false advertisement.
Give me 1 second. Okay, so I did talk it over with my supervisor, and she did advise me the most I can give back is 50% refund on that charge.
I'll call the credit bureau and report y'all as a spammer.
Well, yes, ma'am. We're just the third party.
How is she going to prove to give me 50% back? And like I said, if you look at the ad, it shows the little gift things come up, you select one, okay, you didn't win anything, you select another one, and then a box comes up, and you are a winner.
Okay,
that's pulling somebody in on fake advertisement to get you to subscribe to something that you did not have no authorization to subscribe to.
Okay, give me 1 second.
It makes no sense to me. Make it logic to me.
Well, give me 1 second so I can get this fixed for you, okay?
You keep saying that, and then you'll come back with 33%, and then you come back with 50%. I want the whole thing canceled.
Well, ma'am, I did get you canceled, and we're just a third-party call center, and I'm trying to assist you with that.
Cancel and do not charge my card anything.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, Miss Molly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did go ahead and just get you fully canceled and that $56.95 fully refunded back to your banking account. And it will be back in your bank within 3 to 5 business days, but depending on your bank, it could be back in there sooner.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is
like
there anything
I said,
else
people
I...
wouldn't want this happening to them, but they're doing it to somebody else. I don't understand. Don't they got a, you already got a job, so why they got to scam people out of stuff?
Well, we're just a third-party call center, man. We just serve it. We just, you know, help with y'all accounts. That's all. We're just a third-party call center.
And I apologize to you, but I had to talk the way I did to get you to do what you did, right?
Yes, well.
I appreciate you, honey. I really do.
It's
so if
okay.
I see it back on there, praises to you for doing what was needed to be done.
Yes,
because,
ma'am.
Like I said, I never authorized that.
Yes, ma'am.
And again,
and I'm sorry
I apologize
about that.
For being the person that I was just now, because it's frustrating to know that people are out there taken away from people that work hard. It's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry about that. You're
so
welcome.
So do I need another confirmation number for that?
Well, yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you this confirmation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that is R as in Charlie. It would be the same number that I gave you, but instead of the C, put the R in front of it. And when you give us a call back, you give us that number, and they will be able to see where you was refunded.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Okay, have a good day. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.